Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm here in San Diego. I mean, I surf, I'm active, you know, I'm an ex-college athlete. Well, I decided, you know, I'm going to try that Balance of Nature. Let's just see what happens. Like after about a month and a half, man, what a difference. That sold me right there. That's when I was like, you know, this stuff's working. So I'm going to stick with it. And so I've been sticking with it ever since. And it's definitely helped. And I definitely feel good. Seems like to be the real deal.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or visit SwissAmerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's SwissAmerica.com/thatkevinshow.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn in theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So what exactly should Israel do in light of Joe Biden's request to not respond to the Iranian attacks from last weekend? We'll talk about it with a few experts this hour on Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
Interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, and so glad to have my next guest, who is one of my all-time favorites to talk about. Whether we're talking about City Hall and the things going on here in New York, or whether it's global politics and what's going on around the world, Michael Goodwin is someone you should be reading in the New York Post every single week. Michael, good to have you.
Oh, thank you, Kevin.
Let's chat for a second about last weekend's attack. Iran unloading close to 500 projectiles on the nation state of Israel, and the world is supposed to pretend it didn't happen or something. This is Biden's approach to Bibi Netanyahu. Just let bygones be bygones or some such. I'm not quite following the logic.
Right. Well, look, I think Biden is obviously frightened of any escalation. As president, he should be concerned about escalation, but not frightened. And I think that, of course, there is a political consideration in he has a large anti-Semitic bloc in his party, and he is trying to pander to them while also trying to work with Israel on its defense. So he's fine. He will help Israel defend, and I think he deserves credit for that in terms of, you know, the American firepower that was used to help defend Israel against these Iranian attacks. But he also says, we will not help you if you go on offense. Well, that's a strange distinction. I mean, is it really offense if somebody's just attacked you and you're going to hit them back? Is that really going on offense? Or it's a little strange for him to make that calculation at this point. But I think it's all about his fears and really not ready to end the appeasement of Iran. That has been such a central tenet of the Barack Obama foreign policy, and Joe Biden inherited it, and he has kept it going. And when you think about it, the two of them now nearly 12 years, and what do they have to show for it? They were interrupted only by Donald Trump, who took an entirely different approach and who got a very much better result. But the Obama-Biden 12 years of coddling Iran, sweet-talking, bribing, weakening sanctions, giving them money, what has it resulted in? More terrorism.
Michael,
more
help
attacks
me,
on Israel.
Help my listeners and myself understand, because I asked this question to military leaders and Pentagon officials and elected officials all the time. No one has an answer to it. What is it about Iran that so made Barack Obama want to please them? We didn't have a serious desire to bring Iran into the world of nations for many administrations, Democrat and Republican, previous to him. What was it about Iran that was like, oh, we have to make nice, to the degree that we really empowered them to become the most powerful terrorist state on the planet? I mean, Joe Biden's right. Probably contributed to close to $100 billion in earnings since he's been back in office.
You know, Kevin, it's a really challenging question, what motivated Obama. I believe in large measure it was coming out of the Iraq war, which he called, of course, the dumb war, and voted against it. And it was one of the reasons he was elected. But I think he also felt that the West was at war with Islam. And I think that was very unfair. I think it was never true, but it was what the Islamists claimed, that America was at war with Islam. And I think Obama, for whatever reason, accepted that formula and saw his mission in life as to end that war and to integrate East and West. Now, I think it's also true that he did not like Israel. He did not like, certainly did not like the government of Israel, used American taxpayer money to get rid of Netanyahu, failed, of course. But I think for people to understand Obama's mindset, it's really worth going back and reading his speech in Cairo soon after he took office. It is, in hindsight, pathetic. It is wrong historically in key ways. I mean, it's just a bizarre
thing that he did, and he kept doing it. And as you say, 100 million, who knows, billions, 100 billion that Iran has reaped from the lifting of sanctions, from the ransom payments, from the sale of oil. They have created a monster. They have fed the beast, and the beast is stronger now than it was then.
Well, and we learn from 9/11 that one of our great failures is not to believe bad guys when they say they're going to do bad things. And this state, which we have propped up, continues to say how it wants to take out the little Satan, Israel, and the big Satan, America. I can't comprehend why, you know, if somebody was getting paid for it, if there was some sort of like calculated, you know, advantage that Obama was given in private life after he was out of office, I can't even see, you know,
right,
the corruption. Like, where is the payoff? Why do we kowtow to the people that literally want to kill us?
It's the power of a bad idea, right? I mean, look at John Kerry. You know how he has flipped and essentially become, you know, almost an acolyte of the Iranian mullahs.
Yeah.
I mean, he is always begging. He's the one who conducted so many of those negotiations over the deal for Biden and also in the Obama. Turns out we had an Iranian spy, at least one, if not more, on our payroll while those negotiations were going on. They've done a really nice job of burying that, haven't they?
Yeah.
But I think it's just, honestly, to be fair about it, I think we can say with certainty it's a bad idea and it has failed. And why they continue to pour more money and belief into it despite the bad results, that's to me the head scratcher. It's okay in the beginning if you think you have a solution to a problem to try it as your president, but when it continues to fail, it seems to me you've got to reassess. And when you look at Biden, he never articulates this. He never says anything about, like, so many things Biden cannot speak to them because he's inarticulate and
right.
He's full of gibberish. But here we are, as I say, in the 12th year, interrupted only by the Trump years, of pursuing this terrible idea.
And they were very different years for sure. He definitely humbled them and brought them to a different point of negotiation. Okay, final question, Michael, and this is kind of the big money shot. Does Netanyahu abide by Biden's request, or does Israel take the necessary action to speak strength back to strength and send a message to Iran? What do you think happens?
Well, I think there's no question Israel is going to respond powerfully. I don't think it's going to be a pinprick. I don't think they're in this for that. They know the stakes much better. If the Obama-Biden people don't know the stakes, Israel certainly does.
All right, Michael Goodwin, always appreciate your insights. Thank you for your time today.
My pleasure, Kevin. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York. Don't go away.
Look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn in theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed, and I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great, and because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone, in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters beginning April 26th, join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to have you back with us live from Times Square. It's Kevin McCullough and That Kevin Show. And I'm always pleased to have my next guest because she's just one of the smartest people on the planet. That's why so many people want to know what she thinks when major issues go down in the foreign policy and national security arenas. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome once again KT McFarland. Hello, lady.
That's great to be with you. Thanks, Kevin.
Last weekend, you know, I, like everybody else, got sucked into a news headline about, 4:30 in the afternoon and ended up, being kind of glued to, ongoing coverage through the evening. First, it was 100 missiles or maybe drones. And then, you know, they were going to be able to fight it off with David's sling and the Iron Dome. And next thing I know, it's the next morning and it was hundreds upon hundreds. They came from Iran and Yemen. Other proxies were involved, but we also had a pretty good coalition that came to Israel's aid. And the next morning, KT, I wake up and read that my president has strong-armed Benjamin Netanyahu and said, oh, good job there. You fought him off. Now don't do it again. Now don't respond because we don't want to escalate this. KT, I don't think that the Iranians or really any of the Islamic enemies of Israel really respect anything except strength. So how does Bibi Netanyahu keep the USA happy and send a message of strength to those people that oppose him?
Well, that's the conundrum. You know, Netanyahu and the coalition, which I was surprised, frankly, I was surprised that Joe Biden had the United States enter that coalition. United States, Britain, Saudi Arabia, amazingly, France, Jordan.
The Princess of Jordan shooting down 5 missiles all on her own.
It's incredible that they were able to do it and they were willing to do it. But here's the problem. Netanyahu, yes, Israel has to respond for a whole lot of reasons, militarily, as well as sending the message, as well as destroying deterrence. But Joe Biden said, don't you dare. You know, if you respond, you're going to do it alone. America's not going to be with you next time. So it puts Netanyahu and all of Israel in a terrible position because on one hand, they need to do it for their own, you know, survival. And on the other hand, if they do it and Joe Biden walks away and leaves Israel alone and stranded, then Israel has a really hard, if not impossible, time because Israel needs American intelligence. It needs American weapons to resupply the ones Israel's using. And Iran may have had this barrage, but guess what? And maybe 99% of them were shot down. Iran probably has five times that many that it can launch again. So Iran says, Israel, don't you dare. We're really coming back after you. Joe Biden says, Israel, don't you dare. We're going to do it alone. You're going to defend yourself alone. I think Netanyahu is just in this horrible position. And what I worry about is that Iran, knowing that they can push Joe Biden around, knowing that Biden is going to do anything to get those Muslim American, anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, pro-Iran voters in Michigan to vote for him, that they'll have some. They'll have a crisis. They'll probably have it in the middle or right before the Democratic Convention in July. And then Israel's in a conundrum because does America help them? Does Israel go it alone? I mean, I just think that what they need to do, Israel needs to do something. They have every plan on the shelf ready to go at a moment's notice. Do something that maybe doesn't involve any potential loss of life, cyber attack, for example. Understand that if you do go back into Rafah and the West Bank, or Gaza, Joe Biden is probably going to abandon you. And then just stay alive long enough to have a different president who will come in and have Israel's back. Because if Joe Biden is faced with, let's say, massive demonstrations in Chicago during the Democratic Convention, you know, that pro-Palestinian, pro-Iran demonstrators come and lock up the airport, lock up the streets, lock up the hotels, just like the Democrats, anti-war demonstrators did in 1968. You know, Joe Biden could have a real problem on his hands because all he cares about is winning re-election. All those guys, this is Obama's guys. This is Obama's third term. All they want to do is win, and they'll do anything to win. They'll subvert the Constitution. They'll just do anything to win. And so would they abandon Israel in Israel's most critical moment of need? I don't know the answer to that. They might. And is that a risk Israel can take? I mean, I just say, Israel, do what you got to do now, but understand that the cavalry will be coming with a new president, and just stay alive until then and don't risk having Joe Biden. Don't give Joe Biden an excuse to dump you.
Well, there's been a lot of conflicted thoughts that I've been kind of mulling through this week. And let's start with the top of the list. Joe Biden paid for the attack on Israel in the pallets of cash that he's released. The Obama administration was sending pallets of cash. As soon as Joe Biden got into office, he thought it was appropriate to begin that process all over again. And I don't think there's any argument that can be made, KT, that if he had not been sending Iran that money, that October 7th wouldn't have happened and that this last week wouldn't have happened. Am I wrong?
No, you're completely right. But when the pallets of cash, that's chump change compared to what Biden.
Well, and opening the oil markets and everything else. But this is what I'm getting at.
It's also the sanctions. Now, remember,
Biden is funding the Iranian efforts, and now he's telling Israel that they're not allowed to respond. Like, why aren't our lawmakers calling out the administration on their distinctively pro-Iranian viewpoint in this conflict?
Well, I'm not going to speak for the moral courage of the people in Washington, D.C. of either party. But one thing that I think is going to get worse, Kevin, because so, for example, the Biden administration is considering what kind of sanctions. Do they do any sanctions against Iran? They're more concerned with getting China mad at them because Iran sells its oil to China. And so it's not just the pallets of cash. It's not just the high price of oil, which the Biden administration has arranged. But it's the ability of Iran to continue the cash flow. They're continuing to sell oil to particularly to China. And as long as Iran continues to do that, they've got the money coming in the door and they've got the ability to pay for a really expensive war. You know, the estimates are it's $100 billion Iran has gotten enriched thanks to Joe Biden and his policies. $100 billion. They're making $60 billion a year selling oil to China and other countries in evasion of any kind of sanctions that Joe Biden has refused to enforce. So they can keep fighting for a really long time. Yeah. And you gotta have the cavalry has to come in at some point, or really the future of the state of Israel, I think, is very much in doubt.
Well, and to think that when you and everybody else in the 45 administration left office, that that country was broke, mm-hmm. that they were at a very different posture at the negotiating table when it came to their nuclear program. I mean, I kept thinking on Saturday, KT, what if those drones had small nuclear payloads on them, which I think that they would be capable of carrying if you had the technology in its miniature form, finely tuned and well enough developed. The idea that, you know, I was seeing pictures of basically Star Wars happening above the area of Jerusalem. And when you looked at the screen, it, like, that didn't bring any comfort to me that we were knocking them all down, because I had never seen that kind of attack be launched against the city of Jerusalem or the city of Tel Aviv like that. And yeah, thank God we got almost all of them. But I don't think the Iranians are going to be satisfied with this attack.
Well, they smell blood. You know, Israel has been a thorn in the side of the Iranians since the Iranian Revolution in 1978-1979. And the mullahs have had one goal, which is to destroy Israel, kill every Jew in the Middle East. How are they going to do that? By getting the United States to abandon Israel.
Hold this thought. We're coming right back with KT McFarland for just a few more minutes. A very important discussion. Stay with us.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters beginning April 26th, join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Timothy Mahoney uncovers evidence of the true location of Mount Sinai, interviewing modern-day Exodus explorers and scholars.
Once I realized what this site was, I dropped to my knees.
All of the evidence, it's sitting out there for everyone to see.
Inspiring and faith-affirming. Journey to Mount Sinai 2 in theaters only May 15th and 17th. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com.
No. Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free, or my six-piece towel sets. buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. If you're like me, you work hard for your money, so you want to make sure your money is safe when you put it in your bank account. But is it really safe? Today, we not only have to worry about bank failures, but also about losing our freedom and privacy with the push for the digital dollar that would allow the government to tell us what we can and cannot buy with even our own money. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get the Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available now to my listeners free of charge. In it, you will learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America at 800-289-2646 to get this free report, or just go to swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow to register now for this compelling report. I was surprised by what banks are required to do for the government. Call or text 800-289-2646, that's 800-289-2646, or visit swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow. That's swissamerica.com/thatkevinshow.
But look around you, your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn in theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Back from Times Square, Kevin McCullough, glad to be with us. I am so honored to call my guest, Keitha McFarland, a friend, but I am so honored that she gives her time to help us understand these things even in greater finite detail. KT, on, I don't know, Tuesday or Wednesday morning of this last week, I was listening to some local talk radio in the New York area, and I heard something I had not heard before, and that was that Ryan Zinke, a congressman from Montana, was on a show speaking about the cooperation of Russia, China, and Iran in the fact that they have now exchanged technologies, that they have now visited and exchanged and collaborated on a series of tactics, and that they have even entered into training exercises together as three nations that are kind of equally bent on bringing down the West. I don't know if anybody else in the country heard that interview, but that was new information to me on the level that it was being said. And that sounds an awful lot like an axis of evil from the World War II era. Where are we at with the global divide? And do you see a lot of stuff written on social media about Joe Biden dragging us closer and closer to World War III? But when I hear Iran, China, and Russia doing joint military exercises, it starts to kind of sink into me.
Oh, it should. You know, I mean, the difference is that in the Cold War, the United States had the dominant economy, so we were able to bankrupt the Soviet Union with our technology and with our financial clout. In World War II, you may have had the United States fighting and the Allies fighting an axis of evil of Italy, Germany, and Japan. But you didn't have Japan sharing training exercises with these guys. It's just, we've really fought two front wars, not three bad guys arrayed against us. And so the new axis of evil is very real. And it has every intention of destroying the West, the Western democracy, the world order. They want to be in charge. They're thugs. They're bullies. They're all over again. But how do you defeat them? In a lot of ways, it's right within our grasp. That's what's so frustrating is we could do it. And I believe sincerely that the energy weapon that we hold and the technology weapon that we hold, you know, we have enough energy, oil and natural gas to power the world, especially with natural gas, cleanly, safely, securely, and cheaply, for hundreds of years, but President Biden won't let us use it. If we were to do that, if we were to implore, if we were even just take the handcuffs off the American energy industry, what do? They produce more than enough for us to be energy independent, and they produce enough to be energy dominant. So the United States, think about it. We become the new Middle East. We become the new energy source of the world. What does that manage to do to that access of evil, the axis of evil? It bankrupts Russia because they need high oil prices and oil exports to fund all of their nefarious activities, including the war in Ukraine. It bankrupts Iran, which needs the oil revenues to pay for its wars in the Middle East and terrorism. And it puts China in a very different position. China is one of the most energy needy countries in the world. They have to import energy. They're importing it now from Iran, other places. But what happens if the United States is the world dominant energy supplier? That gives the United States enormous political and economic and every other kind of leverage on China. So the way you deal with the new axis of evil, which is intent on our destruction, is you beat them at the economic and technology game.
Well, I only hope that that's possible, KT. I mean, we've talked about a lot about this window of time that we're in. If these guys decide to take action before November, before January, before Trump can even get back to office, what do we do?
Well, let's just pray to God that doesn't happen. But I do believe that this is we're entering a window of opportunity for the bad guys. And they know that it's a narrowing window. And if they look at Donald Trump, who they've had to deal with him before, they know he's one mean, tough guy. And they know that what he's going to do is use the energy weapon, as I've described. They also know they've dealt with Joe Biden and they pushed him around for 3 years and they want to continue to push him around. So they're going to look at this narrowing window of opportunity and maybe they decide, oh, now better now than never. Maybe we won't have a chance. Maybe they don't. It doesn't matter because we have to behave the same way. Whether they decide to go or not, we've got the president we've got. And we're going to have him until he's replaced by a new and much better and much stronger and more America first president. And so I think the United States just does what we do best, which is to try to have a democracy that's a thriving, functioning democracy. That's why what you're doing, Kevin, I mean, you're on the front lines. You and every other person who's got the courage to step up in the national public debate and give the truth. Because, you know, mainstream media isn't doing that. The Democrat Party isn't doing that. A lot of the leaders of the Democrats, they're not doing it. Joe Biden certainly isn't doing that. And so it's incumbent upon you, as you and people like you, to have the courage to stand up and continue to do it, even though you think sometimes you're just whistling in the wind that no one's listening. But you are having a massive impact. No. And it comes where the American people have to do what they need to do.
KT McFarland, as always, thank you for your insights.
Thank you, Kev.
Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York. Don't go away.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn in theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been a clinical psychologist since 1991. I was licensed, and I love being a clinical psychologist because I like helping people. I tell people that Balance of Nature is a wonderful supplement because I truly trust in the product. I feel great, and because I feel great, I'm able to do everything that I want to do. I really love taking Balance of Nature.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all My Pillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Lately, it feels like we are living in a financial war zone, in a fight for our liberties and for our money. Cash has always represented freedom and privacy, but those values are now under threat from a hackable and trackable digital currency and from our own government. Frankly, I was shocked by some of the things banks are required to now do for the government. That's why I'm encouraging my listeners to get The Secret War on Cash. It's an insightful report created by my friends at Swiss America, and it's available right now to you free of charge. In it, you'll learn how to protect yourself from these threats to our freedom and to your hard-earned money. Call Swiss America now at 800-281-2646 and say, I'd like The Secret War on Cash. Or go to SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow to register now for this compelling report. That's 800-281-2646, 800-289-2646, or visit SwissAmerica.com/ThatKevinShow.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters April 26th.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters beginning April 26th, join us in making opening night a family day at the theaters.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Every week we like to check in with Shelley Goldberg, who has been helping us kind of get better at our parenting over the last number of years. And in fact, if you've ever missed any of her tips, we have them all categorized for you up at the podcast page. Just look for the Parenting Express podcast. But Shelley, last week we started a mini series on the issue of child abuse awareness, because April is Child Abuse Awareness Month.
That's right, Kevin. And it's a pervasive problem. I mean, it's absolutely everywhere. What makes it worse is that as adults, you know, we're often uncomfortable talking about it, reluctant to talk about it, but we can only do something about it if we bring it out into the open and really, you know, put a spotlight on it,
right.
You know, and highlight it. So last week, just to recap what we did last week briefly, we talked about the different kinds of abuse. There's physical, sexual, emotional, and then out and out neglect of just not taking care of one's child. The signs, what do you look for? And it's often a change in behavior, the child's behavior. But there's a full listing. There's a great resources to go to the mayoclinic.org under child abuse, and you'll see this information there. It'll help you recap if you missed any of this from last week. And also, we talked last week about, the awareness that people who are most likely to abuse are often people who sadly have been abused themselves, or people who are coming from families where there's an enormous amount of stress, domestic violence, addiction, alcoholism, but even just major stress in a family. And sadly, Kevin, it's often the people that are closest to us. It's yes, there's stranger danger, but more often than not, it's an extended family member, a teacher, a caregiver. And so you really have to be alert at all times. So today we're going to be talking about prevention. What are the ways that, as a parent, you can minimize the chances that this would ever happen to your child? So number one, be involved in your child's life. Why? Because you want to build the firmest foundation that you can so that your kids feel comfortable coming to you and trusting you to talk to you about things that are uncomfortable or that are making them feel uncomfortable. So building that trust is first and foremost. And you want to have a supportive family environment, extended family, a large social network. All of that helps. Two, don't respond in anger. As a grown-up, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling stressed, you don't want to take it out on your kids. Seek help. There's tons of treatment available. There's all kinds of ways you can learn to minimize the stress. Because if you're yelling at your kids and taking it out on kids, you're affecting your child's self-esteem. And a child who has low self-esteem is an easier target for all kinds of abuse. Three, supervision is key here, Kevin. You don't want to leave a young child alone at home. That goes without saying. In public, keep your eye. Never take your eyes off your kids. Volunteer at school, after school activities. The goal is you want to know all the adults who are involved in your child's life. And then when your children get to, you know, be more independent, they're older, middle school, when they start to go out without supervision, you want to encourage your kids to stay in groups, not to go alone by themselves if they can avoid it, but to go in groups. Also make it a rule, a family rule, that your kids always tell you where they are at all times. And even if your child has a sleepover, you as the adult, Kevin McCullough, you want to know who is the parent that's supervising my child.
Yep.
Even it's right. Something as simple as a sleepover. Okay. Four, know your child's caregivers. And I mean, really know them in terms of checking the references, make unannounced visits. That's something that a parent can do. And don't allow substitutes. If you have a babysitter that's coming once or twice a week and they say, gee, I'm going on vacation, but my best friend can watch your kids. That's not good enough. You need to know who those people are. Very important. All right. Five, you want to teach your child that they have the right to say no. No, I don't want to go. No, that's scary. No, that makes me feel uncomfortable. And practice. You want to teach your child to stand up for themselves, to have that inner voice, speak loudly and clearly. No, I don't want to. Six, you might designate another family member to talk to if your child, for whatever reason, feels that there are certain things they're uncomfortable talking to you about. So maybe, you know, it's an uncle or an aunt or your best friend, but somebody you know really well and have complete confidence in, but so that your child has a secondary person that they can go to if need be. Seven, teach your child how to stay safe online. This is a big one. This is a major one. We could do a whole, we could do an hour on this, right, Kevin?
Yeah.
I mean, it's putting, if you can, put the computer in a common area of the home, not the bedroom. You want to cover all those online ground rules about, you know, not sharing personal information, not meeting people that you're meeting online. And for most adults, this is so overwhelming and so daunting because we don't have this, the computer skills, the online skills. Mom and dad, take a course. Mom and dad, ask your friends, you know, but this is something you have to become fluent in. It's like a foreign language, but you have to protect your kids. You have to know more than you probably know at the moment about, online, how all these things are working online. In closing, Kevin, a great resource, a great place to go is the Child Help National Child Abuse Hotline. And the telephone number is 800-4-4-4-A-CHILD. 800-4-A-CHILD. And again, mayoclinic.org under child abuse has tons and tons of information. I hope this has been helpful. Your thoughts?
I think it has. And I think that you're right about the whole vetting of the child care, especially. And the sleepovers too. I'm not ashamed to say that generally the rule of thumb for us is that there's not going to be sleepovers. That's the starting position. And if there is a sleepover, it happens at our house, and not at somebody else's house. And only if we really, really, really know the people that the sleepover's house is taking place at, will we consider it. It's just a general non-starter.
I've been in show business my entire life. I know when someone's an actor or an actress. And I'd hear Balance of Nature being advertised, and I just thought, these are real people out there. And they seem to just be really telling the truth about this product that they love. So I started using Balance of Nature, and immediately I started seeing results. And I went, oh my gosh, this works. I literally called up the founder, and I said, I've never done this before in my life. I want to tell people about Balance of Nature. I want it to do for them what it's done for me.
Join Kathy Lee Gifford and thousands of people worldwide on a journey to better health. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KLG.
Color is vital to your health. I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your car or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Resveratrol decreases inflammation, and it's the purple in grapes and berries. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots and cucumbers. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start now by going to balanceofnature.com and don't forget to use discount code KMC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Final few minutes of the Monday edition. And I want to say thank you to everybody that's been part of the show today. Steve Yates and Scott Martin, as well as Ed Kovalik. We're fighting for freedom, friends, on a whole bunch of different levels. As is Marco Rubio. And I got to tell you, I'm from the time that he and the other Tea Party guys came into office, Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, these guys have been stellar. They have stood for America, for our freedoms, for our founding principles, for the very ideas and ideals that make America great. And I've always appreciated that. But he held no fire from criticism of the president today, because he accused, when President Biden spoke with Netanyahu, again, way too late in the night on Saturday, and then he spoke to him again yesterday, and then he comes out and he reveals what he told Netanyahu. He says, oh, well, I congratulated him on fending off the attack, and I told him that he should not retaliate. Now, Rubio contends that sharing the details of the phone call at all was wrongheaded completely. But he's saying that he's shared those details specifically because he's trying to appease the anti-Israel pro-terrorist Muslim crazies that are in Michigan and Minnesota. And so he's trying to, you know, be proactively saying, oh, well, I told him that they couldn't retaliate. He called Netanyahu to congratulate him on fending off the attacks and said that he also urged him not to retaliate against Iran and escalate tensions in the region. Rubio claimed that Biden shared these details to appease ceasefire activists whom Marco Rubio says are really terrorists. Rubio argued that the U.S. already knew Israel would retaliate, so this was part of a political game the Biden administration was playing. And Rubio said this to Jake Tapper yesterday. There's only one reason why he would leak that. And that was so that when Israel does respond, the White House can say, we told them not to do it. By the way, these ceasefire now people who were out cheering at the launch of the hundreds of rockets and drones and missiles against Israel, people that are out there cheering military attacks of this scale and scope, are not peace activists. They're anti-Semites, anti-Israel, pro-terrorist elements. And we need to stop calling them peace activists. They are not peace activists. Peace activists do not cheer massive attacks against other countries, which is what they were doing yesterday. So I guess this is part of the White House's effort to appease them by putting this out proactively. He's spot on, by the way. He couldn't be more right. That's exactly why Joe Biden did this, because Joe Biden wrote the check that made the entire attack possible. He sent the cash to Iran that made 10-7 possible, and he sent the cash to Iran that made yesterday or this weekend possible. And he needs to be held accountable for it. And if no one else does, then the voters need to hold him accountable on Election Day on November 5th. That's just all there is to it. He paid for the attack against our best ally. And he should be ashamed of himself. So says Kevin McCullough. You want more information? ThatKevinShow.com. ThatKevinShow.com. ThatKevinShow on any social media. Come follow us. We'd be glad to interact with you there as well. Hope you have a great Monday. Thanks for being here.